The Biennial Book List, a passionate, patchy, and wholly subjective catalog post 585. I have been reading ravenously for so long that trying to say why I read is equivalent to trying to describe why I pull myself upright each morning and walk into the day. I can. I do. I know I must have that other voice in my head. In pre-literate, pre-written word eras, perhaps that is why storytellers and bards were accorded such honors. They were the creators of those other voices we need to stay connected to some larger reality than that of our tiny, lonely tribes. And thus, for many, the book becomes one apparatus that lessens estrangement. The paradox. For me, the voices that rise from books need silence to appear fully formed, reading being another way to step away from the hive mind of social media and news and the infestation of politics into every nook and cranny of our 21st century consciousness. Conversely, they break up the internal silence with which we often struggle, that emptiness that suggests to us that our own thoughts and experiences are too weird to be universal. Therefore, both statements are true. I read, therefore I am a regular Joe or Jean. I read, therefore I am a man or woman apart, myself solitary and uncommon. Books are the bridge between. As a rule, I keep three books going at a time, always a novel, then a history, usually a history, or memoir or piece of nonfiction, and always a book of poetry. I do not know whether this is an indication of late blossoming ADHD or another example of my ravening. It works for me. Novels give me many eyes to see, my own being too often nearsighted, my age and skin color and gender and geography being so limiting as to be a trap if not for the eyes of fictional characters. History gives me perspective and poses questions. What lasts? How did we come to these circumstances and conditions? What is good? And how can we clearly make out what is evil? History and novels both answer my need for the dramatic, for the flourish, the bang and boom, for the conquest and the seduction, for the hunt and the defiance of the hunt. Poems burrow inside, way under the skin, to secrets and their revelations and surprises. All three provide beauty, that necessary drug. All three strengthen the heart through variation, through the taking on of the emotions of many and their mindsets and their wildness. Moving on, I have changed the format of this list from those that came before. From all the new books I read these past 2 years, I will list only those titles I can recommend, those books that gave me pleasure. I know you all have limited time to read, so I will also place a star next to a dozen or so titles that I would urge you to pick up today. Before I do that, let me add a few books that are my foundational texts, and therefore have appeared on close to every book list I have ever created. These books have a totemic quality for me. I have read each multiple times at various stages of my life. Think of the actual book, that most beautiful object, metaphysically. Each title is at the center of a ring of emotional and experiential associations. For example, the first time I taught King Lear, I taught myself the play a few scenes ahead of my classes. By listening to the Paul Scofield version on an old handheld portable cassette player. Late at night, earplugs in, working at a desk in a back room during a very snowy month, I stopped and started, rewound, listened again, took notes, practiced lines aloud. I remember the sense of total focus, the solitude of the desk lamp's ring of light, the late hour, the actors' voices in my ears, my eyes often closed in concentration, the play blossoming into understanding. King Lear and the manner in which I learned it, all those details, are wrapped in a rich tapestry of sensations and emotions. Thus I cannot separate Lear from those winter nights, or Moby Dick from my visit to Arrowhead, or Ulysses from my Irish background and month hitchhiking there, Hamlet from the death of my father, Pilgrim at Tinker Creek from my first month in Montana wilderness, and War and Peace from the 2 weeks it took me to first read it, a rapturous, hypnotic immersion. When I emerged, many flesh and blood human beings took some getting used to. Without exaggeration, they did not seem as real as Pierre or Natasha. These books have come into me. The other book lists are available here. There are many titles on those you will not find on this post. That does not mean that I now reject them, but only that other books that I have read more recently take precedent. I hope you find books here that intrigue you. If so, I have just the place where you can purchase them. Come see me, and I'll make you something special.